EditGrid is an online spreadsheet application. If you're used to Microsoft Excel, then you'll be very familiar and quite comfortable in the EditGrid environment. So given that most schools, or many schools anyway, have Microsoft Excel as a standard install, why would you want EditGrid? Well, it's the fact that it's online that you get the advantage. It also gives you some additional features over and above the ones that you'd find in Google spreadsheets, for example. So, what can it do? Well, almost all of the Excel features, the majority of the Excel features that you've come to become familiar with are available through EditGrid. However, when you're working in EditGrid, you can collaborate with others. So imagine a situation in a science lesson where you've got different student groups working on a practical experiment and they're gathering data. Let's say you were investigating friction on different surfaces, or the bounce of a ball, different kinds of ball on different surfaces from different heights. Now, if you wanted to gather all the data from all the groups, you might have them all work individually on their variables and then bring it all together towards the end. Well, with EditGrid, they could all be working in the same spreadsheet at the same time. And that means that you're going to save a lot of time when you come to analyse that data, because rather than having to transcribe it and bring it all together, it's already there. So that makes the analysis much faster. And that's what IT is all about at the end of the day, making the important tasks more readily accessible. So being able to collaborate within the same spreadsheet obviously is powerful, but you need features which tie things down, and you can set the levels of access to different parts of your spreadsheet in a similar way to in Excel. So you can prevent certain columns from being edited, or you can even prevent certain cells from being edited. That's useful so that you don't get people overwriting perhaps formulae that you've put in, or data that's just needs to stay there. You can upload spreadsheets that you've already got, so you don't need to start from scratch if you've already got some spreadsheets. The collaborating can take place in real time, and also you have a commenting feature so that, or a live chat, so that if you need to be offering comments to other people as they're putting data in, you can do. Sharing can be done in different ways. You can have your spreadsheet as completely public, and then different levels of access, reading or writing to it. And ultimately, you can publish your data elsewhere through an embeddable widget. So.